News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, we've been talking about it all morning. Daniel Ruddock's piece in the Indo today headlined, "If American football and boss fans can drink in croaker seats, why can't rugby supporters?" Daniel joins us now. He's the audience editor of the Indo. Danny, why do you believe rugby fans should be allowed drink on Saturday in Croke Park?
How's it going? I'm not even too sure they should be. I think it's just more interesting that the GAA just made that decision. And I suppose it's been such a talking point in the last 3-4 years at the Aviva Stadium for Irish games. More just because what the GAA said in 2014. I know this is 10 years ago, that there are GAA events and non-GAA events. So I was more just interested at the decision rather than them thinking that Leinster fans should be allowed drink in their seats.
Do you think it's kind of one rule for sports fans and another for, one rule for GAA and rugby fans and soccer fans and another for concert goers and American football fans?
Yeah, I suppose it's just, for the GAA it's probably easier on this occasion to not let rugby fans drink because it probably opens up a door they don't want to open in terms of GAA fans drinking in their seats when I suppose American football and concerts would be quite different.
Okay. Is that, you think that's the reason why the GAA have done this? We were chatting about it earlier. Kira was suggesting it was a chip on the GAA shoulder here, but you think it's more about setting a precedent?
Well, I think so. I think that's why it's interesting, because it does open that chip on the shoulder type comment. But I don't really understand why they would, if they're renting at the stadium, they're making a good bit of money from it. So they're actually, I suppose, making less money by not letting fans bring drink to their seats. So that's why.
Yeah, and the counter argument, and you do refer to this in your piece, Daniel. The counter argument is they're actually setting down a marker that you don't need to have booze absolutely everywhere every minute of the day. And you've written in your piece as well, I mean, international rugby games, they can be very messy. People coming and going, not watching the game, drinking pints the whole time, spilling drink over people as they do so.
Yeah, well, I suppose I say it in there that whether alcohol has much to do with that or it's the people at the games when. And the Leinster Northampton game of the weekend will be the same. It's more that the 80,000 people there, I'm not sure how many diehard Leinster fans they are. I'm sure there'll be lots of day trippers. So, and do you want to take that experience away from them who want to watch the rugby but also want to have, a day out? Which would be the same at the Aviva with Ireland games, when there's a lot of people there who might not necessarily be the biggest Ireland fans in the world. They just want to be there.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, the reality is I have been at football games all over the world, sports occasions. It's actually pretty rare you can drink at your seat. And I'm not sure it's a bad thing that you can't.
Yeah, no, to be honest, I wouldn't drink a lot at games myself, especially if it's a game I really want to watch, because it changes how you view the game after 3-4 points, doesn't it? So,
it does.
But at the same time, I'm not sure if it's not a rule for other events at Croke Park. I don't particularly see why the GAA should be imposing a rule when they don't do it for others.
Okay, all right. Daniel, thanks for taking our call. Daniel Ruddock there, audience editor of the Irish Independent. Kira, loads of people getting in touch in relation to this.
There really is. I think it's not the GAA are the ones with the chip on their shoulder, says this listener. It might be the bandwagon rugby supporters. Surely, well, actually says sorely, but I think it means surely. There is more to gain by showing kids that adults can enjoy a match without drinking, says Sean.
Fair point.
And they are fair points.
Too much drink, and I think at all games, no drink should be encouraged. A game day is long enough with booze.
Someone else says, "Hi Shane and Kira, I'm both a rugby and a GAA fan, so no skin in this game. The GAA won't allow alcohol at the rugby because there's no staff or infrastructure to support it, and the cleanup, it's nothing to do with a chip on the shoulder. It's just the stadium rules."
Okay, you can drink in the Millennium Stadium during rugby games, but not soccer. Shane, I don't know if that's person's called Shane or they're telling me.
I think it's pointed at you.
Yeah, but I wasn't arguing otherwise, so I don't really know why it would be pointed at me. I don't really get it.
You can get a pint in Croker, says this listener, but you just can't bring it to your seat.
Yeah, exactly. For once, I agree with Shane. says this listener. Thanks for that backhanded compliment. As a rugby fan, I've given up going to International Aviva because of the drinking. Last time I was at an International Aviva, I was constantly standing up and down, leaving people to get more drink, go to the loo because of the consumption of drink. Plus, the back of my jacket drenched from idiots behind me. Why do you need to drink in a match? If you want to drink, watch the match in a pub. GAA are dead right. If they have a rule in their stadium of no drinking during a match, it should be respected. Methinks the presenter may have a chip on their shoulder.
Is that you or me?
I think that's you.
Is that me?
I think that's you.
Listen, Donald, I've got a chip on both shoulders. It's absolutely fine. And someone else says, Shane, patrons or 10-year ticket holders are paying €15,000 up front for their ticket. That's 30,000 people. Many corporate giveaways are also in this area, meaning on occasion streams of people with drinks during the play. It's not during in seats, it's going to the bar during play. It's a huge difference, says John and Ranston. I don't fully understand that, Shane. Do you understand that? I can't quite follow that.
No, I think John is saying you do get the streams appear. I think John is saying we shouldn't have.
Having
that.
Said that, the last time I was in the Aviva, which was the Ireland Wales game in the Six Nations, I was disturbed a couple of times, and that was it. Like, it wasn't what I had heard it was going to be in terms of the streams of people making me hopping down every 2 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely text here from Theo. On we were talking about the best atmospheres in the world. Two of the top 10 were in Buenos Aires, but one was in Anfield. Number 5, I think, was Anfield.
Yeah.
Theo agrees. He said, I'm 11 years old. I want a vote of the best atmosphere in the Prem. One was Liverpool, 2 was Everton. I've been to Liverpool with my dad and Everton with my club. Liverpool never stopped singing, but Goodison Park was very quiet.
Ah, Theo, thank you so much for... I love when people put, I'm Theo and I'm 11 in the text. Thank you very much for your text this morning. Yeah. I hope you have a wonderful day in school. And fair play to you going to all those matches.
Yeah, that is our lot for today. PK is up next. Kira and I will be back in the morning. No chips on our shoulder tomorrow morning.
None.
We can promise you that.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Fish, maybe. No chips.